All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here with the Sports Medicine Broadcast. We're going live right now on Facebook. We got Jeremy Jackson with the Sports Medicine Broadcast taking care of us. We're over here at the podcast booth brought to you by Dragonfly Max and Frio Hydration. And we have a we really saved the best for last today. This is a good one. So we've got I can't say your last name, but we got Joe D. We have a 13-year NFL vet, and not to mention a Hall of Famer. Joe, thank you for being here today, and help me with the last name.
DeLamalier. Very simple. But my dad came from Belgium, and he threw a few I's and E's in there that don't need to be in there. So
he said
a little longer.
Yeah. So DeLamalier. Did I?
There you go.
I did it. Yep. I did it, guys. How about that? So we want to thank you for being here at the Dragonfly Max podcast booth on behalf of the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Joe, I know you're here with a company called Clear Edge, and they're a brain health assessment. Let's talk a little bit about your career and how we end up here today together on behalf of Clear Edge.
Well, actually, Clear Edge is probably the biggest reason why I got involved with them is I played 13 years, but I never missed a game or a practice.
Hold on, 13 years, never missed a game of practice. Of pro football, yeah.
In college, I never missed since fifth grade. So then when I was 42, wow. I played arena ball. So I played all the way till I was 42.
13 years, that's a lot of football.
Well, it's a lot of practice, and that's where the brain injuries come in. When we practice, we hit twice a day for 6 weeks, and then – when I played in the NFL, I played 7 years, every play of every game, including exhibition. So that's 16 games, never coming out, plus never missing the practice. So I knew that my brain had been floating my head against
my
skull.
So you played guard?
I played guard.
Okay, so you're guard, and I'm an athletic trainer full-time. I do know that we see oftentimes it's not the big one-time hit that makes the difference. It's the little overtime hit, and in my lineman.
It's continuous hits ahead, and it's not a knockout punch. I've never been knocked out. The time I played football, I was knocked woozy one time. I asked the doctors at the University of North Carolina, because Mike Webster with the story of concussion, Mike and I are really good friends. So after when Mike passed away, they wanted to talk to me because our careers were very similar. We were kind of like the Iron Man.
Yes.
And they asked me, have I had any concussions? I said, doctor, you're not going to believe this. What is a concussion?
Wow.
And I said, it's not when you get it. He said, basically, did you ever see stars? I said, every day, twice a day.
You're hitting twice
a day. We were hitting twice a day, so all the time. Kind of a joke thing we did when I played with O.J. Simpson. He threw a Halloween party, and my wife and I went as Tylenol capsules. We won first prize because everybody had headaches. I thought it was a normal thing to have a headache every day of the year during the season. I just part of playing.
Wow. And I know today, being an athletic trainer, if that was my athlete coming in, I've had headaches every day. I've seen stars every practice. Yeah, buddy, we're pulling you. You're sitting down. We're going to talk.
Now you would. But yeah. With knowledge comes responsibility.
Absolutely.
So
13 years.
Everybody asks, do you blame the NFL or you blame the trainers? No. I don't blame them. I give them credit for making it better for the kids who are playing today.
Right.
And, you know, that's just the way it was. And we didn't know any better. And the guys who played before us didn't play any better. But I do believe this. If you took the face mask off the helmet, you'd have a lot less injuries.
I've heard that.
Because people lead with their head. And when you go back to the Hall of Fame, like the really old players, they don't have any of the issues the guys who played in the 60s and 70s
say. Right.
Because back then they'd say, you can't play. You don't hit with your face. He's afraid to stick his face in there. And that's what's happened to football, and that's what happened to our group. And then the closer to the ball you are, the more you're going to get hit.
Every time it's snapped as a lineman,
exactly,
you're guaranteed hit.
But the NFL has proved this over and over by their new rules. No head slap. Right-handed defensive end slapping left ear of the offensive lineman. You can see I got a hearing aid. I'm 80% hearing loss. And this year, like 10% this year. I'm 67.
Wow.
So it's got to be from football.
Absolutely.
There's no question.
Absolutely.
And no head slap, no chop block. I was in the wedge for 13 years. That's the four guys in the back and the maniacs run down the field, and they don't even look for the ball. They just want to blow
which
up
is outlawed now.
They're all outlaws. Chop blocks, head slaps, and wedge. So that's why company like
So we got Clear Edge, and that's something I want to talk about as well, because obviously that's how we linked up today via Clear Edge. Clear Edge is a brain health assessment.
Yeah, and I just took it.
Okay.
And because I met the owners or the inventors of this at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. We had about five or six guys, Paul Krause, who played 16 years as a safety. That's a dangerous position. The closer to the ball you get in the center of the field,
you're
the more the
cotton. You're guaranteed hit every time.
So yeah. Paul played 16 years. I played 13. I can't remember. All the guys played at least minimum of 10 years.
Wow.
And we got issues. There's
sure.
no question.
Sure.
And I've been a guinea pig for a lot of people. And I met Dr. Amalo. I flew to UCLA. I was one of the first guys to take the CTE test, see if I have CTE, and I'm stage 3. Now they're trying to figure out why I'm stage 3, and I'm able to talk to you is my lifestyle. I don't drink. I don't take prescription drugs. Nothing against drinking. I don't care if people drink or they don't.
Sure.
I just never drank. I don't take prescription drugs. I've never had a surgery. I exercise daily. Long-term relationship. I've been married with my wife for 47 years, but we walked to school since first grade.
That is awesome.
I train every day, and I try to eat as close as I can to a Mediterranean diet. So those are seven things that most people won't do all seven. They might do four, they might do five, but they don't do all seven.
That first of all, that's impressive that you haven't had a surgery, that you're in the health that you're in. The guys at Clear Edge, you talk to them.
But here's the thing about that, because it's really important. They want to take you to a different place.
Right.
Now I'm 67. I'm not playing sports anymore. But I want my brain to improve or keep as well as I can.
Right.
And this, their product will do that for everybody, not just football players. This is for everybody in the country, and it's FDA approved.
Wow. And so that's Clear Edge. And they're here right now at the NATA convention. They're actually booth number 4092. And you can check them out if you're watching online right now, clearedgetest.com. So they put you through their test?
Yes, they did. And then now that I got a baseline, which everybody needs,
okay,
now we're going to set it up so I can take these tests periodically.
To see how you're doing?
Yeah, to see if I'm improving, see if I'm going down. Hopefully staying the same.
Sure.
That where I'm not having a decline. That's the most important thing. And if I am, then they got methods and reasons or ways to stabilize you. Yeah.
They have remedies.
Yeah, exactly.
That is incredibly interesting. The clearedgetest.com. And if you're here also, like we said at the convention, please go by and see those guys, because what they're doing is big. I mean, we hear stories of Junior Seau. We hear stories of
Mike Webster,
and
there are so many guys who, even if they don't die, even though they're dead, we got a lot of guys walking around like the Walking Dead.
Yes.
We need help. The former players, the guys who played before 1993, are not taken care of like the current players. And people say, "Hey, man, they don't play like you used to." I said, "No," and I thank God they don't.
Yeah,
I'm glad they changed the rules. No, nobody should have to go through life how a lot of our guys are going through life.
Absolutely.
The problem is the NFL isn't helping the pre-93 guys. I don't want to get into that because we're here at an athletic convention.
Yeah.
And these guys are good. They're here to learn more. All these people, all these exhibits are trying to improve the life of athletics.
Absolutely. Health and safety is first and foremost. And what we do as athletic trainers is simply based on the fact that we don't want our athletes to have lifelong conditions that would affect their quality of life.
And the thing was, back when I was playing, they did not know. I mean, with knowledge comes
sure.
responsibility.
Absolutely.
So everybody says, "Hey, you trust the trainer?" Yeah, of course I trust the trainer. They're trained better than the guys were before us, just like the players are trained better. That you know what nutrition is. You know what sleep is. Nobody thought in a million years, back when we were playing, if you didn't sleep, that's not good.
Right.
You know, we'd have guys sleeping in the meeting because they never slept at night. But they're sleeping because half of them were hungover.
And not to mention nutrition. Yeah. I mean, you're holding the hoist water that they've helped sponsor this for us. And they've designed their actual water to not only give you hydration, but it's rapid hydration. And there's a whole science behind that. Y'all just had water.
But we had two breaks during the practice. We were dehydrated.
For a three-hour practice.
We were dehydrated, walk around dehydrated. Dehydration, your brain is on fluid. So to me, I kind of figured this out by myself. I'm going to drink as much water as I can to keep fluid. And I didn't want the Gatorades. I didn't know enough about them. And a lot of guys would go in at halftime when we played, drink Coca-Cola.
They drink a Coke at halftime.
Absolutely.
There's going to be some athletic trainers' skin is crawling right now.
Full of sugar.
Your football player is drinking a soda at halftime.
Let me tell you, when I came into the league in 1973, not only did they drink Coke, they smoked cigarettes.
I was fixing to say, didn't Joe Joe Namath used to have him a cigarette at halftime? Or a lot of guys, apparently.
I don't know if Joe Namath did, but a lot of guys did.
Somebody did. I don't know where I saw that at.
And the thing is that through nutrition, the game's gotten a lot better. Athletes are a lot better. So
right, and then after the game.
Now we're going to the next step.
Sure.
They played the game, and they're injured during the game. How are we going to make them better? They're injured after the game. How are you going to make them better so they're functional people and they can have families? And parents are afraid to let their kids play a lot of contact sports. And I think it's good because I think the coaches nowadays have learned what not to do.
Right. I'm from the state of Texas in the Houston area. I do know that our high school governing body, the University Interscholastic League, they have not only mandated concussion training for all high school coaches in the state of Texas, but they have also just implemented now the safe tackling protocol.
Yeah, which, you know, my son and I teach that down in South Carolina, but coaches are hard to – they're like old dinosaurs. They don't want to change.
Yeah.
Because they never did it.
Right.
But you got to get out of the box. Just because I don't know things about, the protocol of what's going on with the testing here.
Right.
I'm trying to find out as much as I can because I don't know it. And the more I learn, the more comfortable I am
Absolutely.
With it.
Absolutely. And what's it going to hurt to find out? I mean, the guys at Clear Edge are obviously putting in the time and the testing to develop a product that helps. They're certainly not creating a product that's going to make anything any worse. What's it going to make a difference? It's only going to help. It's only a benefit. Let's try something new.
But they're also about not just sports. They're about closed head injuries, car accidents, people falls.
Yeah.
This is for the total. It's a total package. It's just not sports.
Right.
And my mother had a stroke. My mother-in-law had a stroke. I want to see if we can prevent that. I hope it's not genetic, but it probably is. But we can do things to delay it, and that's what they're all about.
Right. And so that's once again, the clearedgetest.com. Those guys are doing some very interesting things as far as monitoring your brain function.
The one thing I would really suggest, more so than the kids and the athletes, the parents and the guardians go to Clear Edge.
Check it out
and check it out so
right?
you understand, so you have a better understanding of what to look for if your kids are having problems. If your kid, your kid's a tough kid, he's not going to say he's got a concussion. I'm okay.
No.
You know, I probably had lots of concussions. I'm sure I did. But I wasn't coming out of the game. That was how it was, you know, you're built that way.
It's a warrior sport. It's you're praised if your arm's broken and you go back in.
It's a warrior sport or a wimp sport. There could be guys who are faking concussions. They don't really have one.
This is true.
Hey, I don't want to go in. Why? I think I got a concussion. No, you're afraid of the guy you're playing against.
Absolutely.
Right?
So. I notice that at my level, especially when I work with, the freshman first game of the year. You got a young man. I think I've got a concussion, coach. And first of all, you can't spell concussion. Second of all, we just did warm-ups. And we haven't hit anything. You stretched. So how did you get it? You're scared. It's high school football.
Let me tell you, Joe Green and Merlin Olsen, those are the guys I played against. I know a lot of guys probably said, I think I got a concussion day, coach. I don't think I'll be able to play.
Yeah, there's it.
It's just the way it is.
Hey, well, you're going to know. That's personally what I love about football is the fact that it does reveal character and it builds you into a man. There's a lot of good qualities of football.
No doubt. I'm glad I played. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
Sure.
I've never had an addiction, but guess what? My addiction was football. I go to camp early.
There's not a better high.
I would practice. I'd go nonstop if I could.
Absolutely.
I absolutely loved it. But because of that, you know, I know that this. I was diagnosed with CTE from Dr. Mallo, and I'm at stage 3. They don't know why I'm behaving the way I do because I'm doing really well.
Absolutely.
But I didn't know that. I had no clue. But now there's no excuse. With knowledge comes responsibility. Now we know. Now you got a great product in Clear Edge. Take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the guys at
and you can admit, they can teach people to administer the test. My wife's a registered nurse, and I asked if she could administer the test. She could, but I would rather go to a doctor.
Well, and I'm sure athletic trainers,
etc. Yeah, exactly.
This is what you designed the product for. And here with us today in the podcast lounge is we have the actual creators, founders of Clear Edge. Is that correct? The crew, the Clear Edge crew in the building. And they're here live streaming this. And so we want to say hi to all your people as well. One thing, I'm a fan of football. I obviously, like you, love just what it is in general. There's so many good qualities about football. But I need to hear, I love hearing from the veterans of the sport, some of those old time, you wouldn't believe it if I told you stories. So do you have one of those for us? You wouldn't believe it if I told you, but.
I played with O.J. Simpson.
You played with O.J. Simpson?
For 7 years, so.
Wow. So you blocked for him?
Yeah, I blocked for O.J. We were called the Electric Company.
And right.
How that name came about was the PR guy's kid used to watch the TVs. Cartoon.
Yeah, the old Electric Company cartoon.
So they're always trying to figure out a nickname for the Buffalo Bill offensive line. So the kid was 9 years old. He said, hey, why don't you call them the Electric Company? They turn loose the juice.
Turn loose the juice.
And that's what happened.
You played with the juice.
I played with Brian Sipe, who was MVP. I played with 3 MVPs in the league, O.J. twice and Brian Sipe one time, a quarterback with the Cleveland
When
Browns.
Was the moment you realized – I'm not, and you didn't mention where you played college football.
Michigan State.
At Michigan State, okay, Spartan in the building. Now, I always love hearing this from professional football players as well. Tell me that first time when you realized you weren't in Kansas anymore, proverbially speaking. I'm in the big leagues now. Was it your first preseason game? Was it your first practice? When did you get that first hello? I'm here. Wow, I just got hit pretty good. Or this is a whole nother level. When did you have that?
Well, I played at Michigan State, and we had 13 guys drafted my senior year. We had Billy Joe Dupree.
Oh, you got the warm-up.
We had 3 first-round picks and 13 guys in our class.
Yeah.
So we always were around good football players. But when everybody asks, what's my most memorable moment? Mine is my first game of my first – I started from day one. And we were playing the New England Patriots to open up the season. O.J. rushed for 250 yards that game. But my biggest moment was looking out, and they introduced the offense, that I'm actually starting in an NFL game. I'm the 9th of 10 kids. My dad went to 3rd grade. My mother went to 8th grade.
Wow.
I'm the only one to go to college. I'm the only one to graduate from college.
Man.
I said, dang, I'm playing in the NFL. And I grew up in Detroit, so I grew up on the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
And I was kind of overwhelmed because I never thought I was that good of a player. I was just having fun all the time. And then you find out that you're actually playing in the NFL.
And you realize.
I don't even want to say it's a dream come true because I didn't dream of it. Just let it happen. So.
Right. So we got it. Obviously, we're at the convention right now. Those of you watching online, you're like, what is all this loud stuff going on? We've got all kinds of other booths going on here. So realizing that you made it, realizing you made your family proud, realizing that I'm still trying to get over the fact you're 13 years and you haven't missed a game.
But you're saying, you realize that when I'm playing, I'm not thinking 1 minute about I'm thinking of the guys I'm playing against.
You're playing football.
I mean, my whole life, I thought of my kids, my parents, my wife.
Sure.
Geez. These people are watching me play professional football. My dad, we grew up in a bar, and 10 kids, nobody drinks. My dad was open 7 in the morning, 2:30 at night, 7 days a week, closed Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter, just working men.
Just working.
And I'm living, I'm living my dream. So I got to be careful because I really have problems with the NFL and the current players, how they treat the former players.
Right.
We have sub-poverty pensions and no health care. We created this league for them and this business for the world,
wow,
this country. And we don't even, we want a seat at the table where we have a voice. We don't even get a crumb off the table that we set all the food on for them.
Wow.
Nothing.
I
so
didn't
that's
even
all
realize
I'm going to say.
That. Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
does. But it's just an important thing to know that this league was not built on the guys like Terrell Owens and people like
those. No.
It was built on the backs of Bill Willis's. How about the African American guys who came in league and played before Jackie Robinson?
Yeah.
And everybody thinks Jackie Robinson is the first African American player. We had a guy play in 1920 to 1928. He was a quarterback. When you threw the ball in the end zone and you didn't catch it, the other team got it on the 20. He threw 22 touchdown passes in 1 year.
Wow.
These kids don't know that.
They don't realize
that the guys, it was segregation. You'd only have a couple African Americans on the team. Now it's 80% of the league is African American, and the kids don't even realize who built the league.
They don't know.
I did a talk, and I asked them who the first African American player was. This is about 8 years ago. I was talking at the Hall of Fame. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills team was attending it. I said, "Who's the first black baseball player?" Everybody, Jackie Robinson. I said, "Who's the first black football player?" They're all looking around. Gail Sayers, Jim Brown. They had no clue. So how can you respect?
Wow.
The past when you don't know the history.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we got to start respecting the brains of these kids.
Without a doubt.
Study the history, what happened, and know the history of it. And that's why this is a big deal. This is a huge deal.
So in Texas, we have implemented what is known as Natasha's Law.
Yeah.
So we now have mandatory protocols that every school district must follow, and it must be overseen by an athletic trainer or the health professional on campus, school nurse, generally. That in place has certainly helped. And young people ask us when we send them out for a concussion, why do I got to sit out? Why is it taking so long? I felt good a week ago, but I'm still doing my return to play process. I want them to see guys like you that are telling them, I wish I would have had this. I wish I would have had a protocol. I wish I would have had companies like ClearEdge that know about our brains and know they...
It's kind of tough. Like, I played with Mike Webster. He did... That's a movie, Concussion, as well.
Right.
Me and Mike, we played till we were 35. We thought we were old men because they were telling you, you guys are old. NFL players are old at 35. I coached, and I always took a yardstick, and I only colored 1 inch on the yardstick, and I put it behind my desk, and the kids always go, hey, coach, what's that about? I said, this is about your life. This is football. This is the rest of your life. So you better get on with it and learn as much as you can and take care of your body.
The NFL, the notorious statement that we hear is NFL stands for what? Not for long.
Not for long, but nothing's for long. I mean, there's a lot of things that aren't for long. They use that to make it, you know, over-dramatize it.
Sure.
But, you know.
But what do they say, the average career of an NFL player nowadays?
Here's the deal. When we played to get pension, you had to play 5 years, three games into your fifth year.
Okay.
Then they said, okay, we're going to change the rules. Now it's 4 years, but the average player back then played 4 years. Then they dropped it to four. Now they're playing three. Now they dropped it to three, and now the average year is 2.5. You're not getting your pension.
You're not.
90% of the guys are not going to get a pension.
And there's a chance that within those 3 years that you've
just,
been...
Just think about this. These guys play college football here in Texas. Texas is big in football.
Oh, absolutely.
Your chances of playing are very slim. So what? To me, I'm a parent. I got six kids. We got 12 grandkids. I want to know, like, without a doubt, that I've taken every precaution to protect my kids from brain
injury.
Because everybody knows, you break your arm, oh, yeah, you get a sling. Break your leg, you hop around on crutches. What happens when you get in the head? You hit in the head? You didn't know. You had no clue. So thank God you're a trainer. Thank God we have trainers. We didn't even have trainers in high school. Nobody did.
Do you remember your athletic trainer when you were playing?
Absolutely. Eddie Abramowski.
Was he a little old school?
Very old school. Like, you know, I got dinged one day. Like, I come out. I didn't come out. We punted the ball. He comes out. I said, man, I'm a little dinged. And he goes, how many fingers? Like that. I go, Wednesday. He goes, get your ass back in there. It didn't matter.
How many fingers? Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
That's right. The guys wanted to play. That's our fault.
Sure.
It wasn't like, I'm not blaming anybody because you wanted to play. The tough guys played. The guys,
and you didn't have the information.
And we had no
information.
That's the big thing.
So. And it's a sport we all love. It's a sport we want to see continue. And we want to make it as safe as possible so we can enjoy it.
I think I would even – I made the Hall of Fame. And I'm
yes,
lucky,
you did.
But I had great coaches. I never got injured. So I was always practicing at 100%. I didn't limp through anything.
No.
So then – and the grace of God, I never got hurt. But if I played now, I think I'd be a much, much better player because I'd eat right. Eating and sleeping is two.
Can you imagine
thing.
If you had electrolyte water? How much better you would have felt in practice on that second practice of the day?
I mean, we were terrible. We'd eat hamburgers, and which is good. Meat is good. They tell
sure.
you it's no good. But
fries,
you know,
sodas
at lunchtime when we'd send the punters out to get our lunch. They go to McDonald's or across the street to get us a sub. Now they have a chef cooking the food.
Right.
Now, to me, like these guys.
And if you got to cut weight, they have an individual meal plan and a dietitian that's going to sit down with you.
Right. Now, back
it used
then,
to be it was like, hey, man, you need to quit eating
all
that.
Back then you had a headache. They'd just give you a couple aspirin.
Wow.
Now you got Clear Edge and companies like this that are taking care of the players, which is good.
And we absolutely, once again, need to highlight the fact that Clear Edge is literally the clear edge on brain health.
They're actually the cutting edge, too.
They're the clear and cutting edge. And once again, you guys can check them out. They're in booth number 4092 here at NATA. And you can find them online at clearedgetest.com. Joe, this has truly been a pleasure for us to have you on here. We thank you for building the league. And we thank you for what you're doing now to advocate for brain health.
Thank you.
That's very important. We are the Sports Medicine Broadcast brought to you by Dragonfly Max here at NATA 2018. And on behalf of Clear Edge and ourselves, thank you very much for being here.
Have a good day.